crowns the blue of her eyes. Like a halo tenderly if only I could see her. Oh, honey, I would be.
Okay, this is a draft for just the first paragraph or so. And we'll see what happens. I think I need my glasses.
This is dangerous. Doing this in a secure spot.
God, I wish it didn't have bloody leads all over the place. Would be good, wouldn't it?
Must I live in dreams of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and go back to the long ago?
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me, and the curls of his hair frame the blue of his eyes with a shadow's deepening hue. If only I could see him, oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
I'm going to try again. Monday, the 8th of November, 2021. No sleep last night. Plagued by the idea of a contemporary dialogue with Ted. Some facts. He was born on March the 21st, 1917, and died on March the 7th, 1991, 2 weeks before his 74th birthday, and coincidentally, on my mother's 68th birthday. I was 47 when he died. I'm now 78, and so I've outlived him. I have this memory of us sometimes meeting at the RSA in Egmont Street in New Plymouth, after he'd finished work, and while I was home from university. He'd buy me a beer, and we'd play a few rounds of snooker, while munching on the cheese and crackers provided by the management. He'd introduce me to his friends as they came and went, and after a few times, they'd greet me directly, inquiring how my studies were going, and making veiled but affectionate innuendos about Ted. I loved the informality of these occasions, and the window they provided into the ambience of his personal friendships. I was in my late teens, early 20s, and he was in his late 40s, early 50s. Of course, the father-son divide made any dialogue between equals impossible. Our roles were fixed, even although we were both adults. But what if I could somehow go back to the long ago and meet up with him again? Not at the now defunct RSA, unfortunately. There would only be a few years between us. We'd be contemporaries, no longer separated by his life experience outstripping mine. Both of us would know the feeling of turning 73, of witnessing our children growing into adults, of holding our firstborn grandchild, and of sensing the ultimate destination of our life's journey appearing at breakneck speed over the horizon. How might this shared life experience affect our attitudes towards each other? Might it lead to a closer familiarity, some sort of mutual solidarity, enabling an ease that could never be present in our mortal relationship? Would those vexed questions, so embedded in my psyche, so implacable in their continual need for answers, ultimately be diffused or even banished as no longer relevant? Would my constant search for real peace of mind regarding our relationship be no longer necessary?
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me, and the curls of his hair frame the blue of his eyes with the shadows deepening hue. If only I could see him, oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for.
We agree to meet at the White Hart Hotel, an appropriate replacement for the RSA. I get there first and nervously wait. He arrives, we embrace, and realize we look like brothers, not father and son. And he notices how much I resemble his father, much more than him. The spectre of Mum hovers over us, and we both sense she can no longer be affected by any of the hurtful implications of our impending conversation. He can now be honest and forthright around the topic of his relationship with her, how this affected him, and consequently his behaviour towards me. But sitting opposite him, with a cold beer in my hand, the myriad of longed-for answers suddenly become hollow and unnecessary. They're replaced by one simple requirement. I find myself trying to remember the sound of his singing voice. I know the three of us used to sing a lot when I was little, in the Batch at Chelmsford Street, but unlike with Mum, I can't bring the sound of his singing to mind. The only voice I hear is that of Bing Crosby. It's almost as though I've substituted that voice for his, making it my subjective touchstone, carrying the unconditional love that I craved. And I know if I can now experience the sound of his singing, I will be healed. Now's my chance. I know how he feels. But what do I say exactly? Thank you. One more frame. You set him up. Your break. That's an impossible shot. How many points for an off? Snookered. Another beer? Okay, home, James.
Why must I live in dreams of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and go back to the long ago? Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the curls of his hair frame the blue of his eyes with the shadows deepening hue. If only I could see, oh, how happy I would be where the blue